layoffs are not uncommon in the newspaper industry these days, but when Glenn Russell lost his job last week at the Burlington Free Press, it seemed to indicate yet another tectonic shift in 21st century journalism. Russell was a veteran staff photographer for the Free Press, whose work had been appearing in the paper since 1986. As 7 Days noted in an article about the layoff, there were at least 5 staff photographers working at the Free Press in the 1980s, but with Russell's departure, there is now only one. But is something more imperceptible being lost in the transition? Well, joining me now from our studios in Montpelier is Paul Carnahan, a librarian with the Vermont Historical Society. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me in.
What's really lost when a newspaper lets a talented photographer go? Because, you know, some people may argue, look, anybody can now take digital pictures that deliver visuals quickly and are readily available to go with reported content. So what's really lost here?
Well, I think it has to do with the matter of quality and the professional training of a news photographer who's able to capture the essence of a scene in one particular photograph. There's a lot of skill involved in creating a photograph which summarizes the events of our day. And I think that's lost when professional photographers are no longer on the staff.
I think there is something to that about the eye of a photographer, someone who's really trained to look for that certain special moment for sure. But isn't a lot of the digital quality that people take with pictures now, it seems to me, and again, to an untrained eye, to seem a very high quality, and often some of the pictures are quite remarkable.
Well, sure, there are a lot of digital photographs out there, but I think what newspapers have to offer is curation of the photographs, if you will, the editorial phase. Publishing photographs in newspapers makes it a lot easier for historians and researchers later to find those particular images.
Are you saying that because sometimes there is so much content produced today that it makes it hard to cull the best from all that content?
Yes, exactly. It's very difficult to find images of a particular scene in our internet world, and particularly historical scene. But when you combine that with searching a newspaper, you have a much higher chance of finding what you're looking for.
The announcement about Glenn Russell's dismissal was made that the same week that the Vermont State Archives and Records Administration made an announcement. What was that announcement?
Well, that announcement was that they partnered with a vendor called newspapers.com to digitize a large number of the state's newspapers, which previously had only been available on microfilm. And in an interesting arrangement, all that residents of Vermont need to do is go on to vermont.gov and sign up for a myvermont.gov account, which then provides access to those newspapers.
Paul, there was a very talented photojournalist who took pictures for the Associated Press wire service, actually a Vermont resident named Toby Talbot. After he left the AP after 30 years, he was not replaced. And I wonder if that speaks to an even greater loss of quality archived material when a major news wire service declines to keep a photojournalist like Talbot on the job.
Certainly. One of the great collections that we have at the Vermont Historical Society from the 1970s is sort of an analogous archive that is from United Press International. Those photographs are just priceless. We currently have an exhibit on the time that Alexander Solzhenitsyn spent in Vermont. The UPI archive certainly played a role in creating that exhibit. Earlier last year, we had an exhibit of the 1970s and the Back to the Land movement, the counterculture movement in Vermont. And once again, that photo archive provided photographs of protests and farmers markets and things that were going on in the 70s that really, you know, weren't captured by the average citizen's camera.
Let me play off that a little bit, Paul, because now with just about everybody being potentially a photographer, because we all carry around these phones that can take pictures at a moment's notice and video, of course, too, is there an opportunity here for great photography and in addition, great journalism to come from just citizens, regular folks who may be on the scene where a photojournalist could not be at that time? And could they be taking great pictures that could end up in a state archive somewhere at some point?
Sure, definitely. And I think people need to be aware when they've got great photos like that to transfer them to a repository, either a local historical society or a state historical society or the Department of Special Collections at UVM, someplace where those digital files can be preserved, can be organized, can be accessed. The big problem with all the photographs that everyone's taking is access and selection and finding the image that really fits the moment.
What is the value of an exhibit of photographs like the Back to the Land movement pictures and, you know, things that have happened in Vermont's past? What does that bring for people when they come to visit the VHS?
It's very easy to sort of look at those photographs and sort of imagine yourself in that setting, what people were wearing, what they were doing, the modes of transportation that they were using. It's really wonderful to be able to look at a picture of a downtown, for instance, from an earlier, even earlier time period, and sort of see what was going on your main street and the type of businesses that were around. They're crucial for exhibition purposes because they really bring an exhibit to life.
Paul Carnahan is a librarian with the Vermont Historical Society. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for talking with me.